for listening.
This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. North Korea today chilled the prospects for any resumption of talks with the United States. Reuters quotes a senior North Korean official as saying Pyongyang does not feel the need for such talks, that they would be nothing more than a political tool for Washington. Vice Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui said negotiations would not work out and that there will be no change in North Korean policy on the issue. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Biegun is due to visit South Korea next week to discuss stalled talks with the North. South Korean President Moon Jae-in this week said President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un should meet again before the U.S. elections in November. Iran says it plans to retaliate against any country that carries out cyber attacks on its nuclear sites. This in the wake of a fire at its Natanz plant, which some Iranian officials say may have been sabotaged. The uranium enrichment site, much of it underground, is one of several Iranian facilities monitored by inspectors of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Tehran says the cause of the incident has been determined and will be announced at a convenient time. This is a pandemic-stricken Independence Day here in the United States. On its eve, President Trump delivered an angry speech at the Mount Rushmore Memorial in South Dakota. He barely mentioned the coronavirus. Instead, he aimed his words at his political base, 4 months before Election Day, at a time when the president is consistently trailing in the polls. Mr. Trump accused racial equality protesters of engaging in what he called a merciless campaign to wipe out our history. He described a need to protect monuments and statues, some of which honor historic figures who benefited from slavery. The president said there is a movement openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. Granite sculptures there honor George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. Protesters have desecrated some statues while also aiming their anger at the use of Confederate generals' names for U.S. military installations, given that they led Southern troops in a civil war that sought to protect slavery. Statues honoring Confederate figures are being removed.